I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Although the Indiana University Archive is primarily for research, from time to time they mount an exhibit. Currently, they're showing Building Bloomington's Broadway, the Development of Theater at Indiana University. Amy Schwier is an assistant archivist.
Basically, the idea originated around the fact that we have always had the papers for the IU Theater Department, and part of those papers had been processed several years ago, but then we had a large accession of records, including all of the show files for the theater dating back to the 1930s, and we thought it might be a good time to go ahead and get these materials out and more visible to the public. So we started processing the papers, and once Angela and Amy sort of started getting into the folders and seeing all this really rich visual material, as well as correspondence and programs and things like that, it sort of fell together. It was the perfect sort of exhibit visually.
Amy Jankowski and Angela Kilsdunk are both graduate students in IU's Library Science School. Amy talked about the visual aspects of their material.
A few of the most interesting things visually were from the earlier decades when a lot of things were handmade and hand-done. Now a lot of the production materials and programs and things like that are done by computer, but so much more was done by hand in the 30s and 40s. So we came across a few really neat costume sketches and a big watercolor set design. So those were probably my favorites.
Angela agreed about the pleasures of the visual, but she was particularly taken with a story from the records in the 1940s.
There were all the visual materials from the early years were really neat to see. One play that we came across when going through the collection was called Jim Dandy by the playwright William Saroyan, who's pretty well known. He won an Academy Award and a Pulitzer Prize. And this was the world premiere of this play. It actually took place at IU, which was a really interesting thing to discover. The play wasn't actually published until 1947, but because Lee Norvell was so connected with the National Theater Conference, which had a hand in developing this play, we were able to get it here at IU before anyone else did. And there was a lot of really great material surrounding that play. There are annotated scripts, so you can kind of see the changes that they made as they went along, and also some really, really interesting handwritten sheet music for the play as well.
And that handwritten music for a chamber ensemble, which included a cash register, turned out to be by Alan Hovhaness. After they discussed their special highlight favorites, Amy outlined the organization.
The exhibit starts out in the 1930s, and the photos of the performances that we have on display are a little bit minimal. And then you can see that as the department develops and gains more faculty, more experience, more teaching in a diverse curriculum, you could see that that is evident in the shows. You know, the sets get much more complicated. The costumes are ornate. It's just really interesting to see how much more sophisticated things got over time.
Building Bloomington's Broadway, the Development of Theater at Indiana University, the display will be up through the month. The Indiana University Archive is tucked away in a corner of the fourth floor of the East Tower of the Wells Library. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Thank you.